Scrooge would be, I remember that well. Be down there on the, I call it down on the river, because Pea River wasn't so far.
How old was your husband when he died?
My husband?
Yeah.
Well, he was just 2 years older than me. He died in 31. I could figure that out if my brains would stop running away.
Was he a Baptist too?
Oh yes, sir. He was Spring Baptist Church.
So you say he died when? 1931?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did he have a chance for much schooling?
Yeah, we went to school together out there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, out there at that church called Poplar Spring out there.
Uh-huh.
About a mile and a half up the road toward Clintonville.
Uh-huh.
We all lived up in there around Clintonville. Clintonville ain't nothing but a big store, but it did have a post office. And the train would stop over there at a place called a switch. And my husband's daddy was the mayor. He carried the mail on his shoulder. The train would bring it there and put it off.
You reckon he went to school much longer than you did, or about as much, or what?
My husband, no, he didn't go to school much. I mean, they had to plow. When the boys would grow up, they had to plow them farms.
You reckon he got as far as fourth or fifth grade like you did?
Oh, yeah. Him and his brother and his two of his sisters was in the... I'm the only one that graduated out there at the church school.
Is that right?
And they was all in my class.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the oration. That's what they call it back then.
Mm-hmm.
I was finishing that. I'm the only one in the class that finished.
Uh-huh.
And I had to say this oration.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, my uncles and cousins and kin folks are just throwing quarters up on the stage while I'm up there. I wish my brother had teased me so much about that. Wonder Mama hadn't lost what she was saying looking at that money. You think I love money.
Oh.
You kid had the biggest, most fun off of me.
Mm-hmm. Did your husband farm for a minute?
Yeah. He farmed. We had a farm right over there from this the old lady this place is named after.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved, that was in 26 when we farmed over there, come a blizzard storm, just blowed our cotton all out the bush.
Mm-hmm.
And it went down to 3 cents a pound, a bale. So we moved from there down this road on Dr. Fussell's plantation, about 2 or 3 miles down. That's the last crop we had. We didn't have no cotton down there. We just had peanuts and corn. He got on, stayed down with the piles a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The men of the community would come and ply his stuff and keep it going.
Did he belong to any kind of church group or clubs or anything like that?
Nothing but what we all belong to.
That missionary society?
Mm-hmm.